tonight, we're challenging section 103. Flappers will get a coupon to the Simpsons in Broadway at the beach. Let's hear it in three, two.
And welcome into Pelicans Ballpark Thursday night baseball from the Grand Strand. He's John Cummings. I'm Sam Wiederhaf. Game three of the series, Myrtle Beach Pelicans and Fredericksburg Nationals. And John, in the first two games, both shutouts for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. The pitching has been the story.
It really has, and it's not going to get any easier tonight for the Fredericks. 4-1 on the season, 2.80 ERA. Last time out against Carolina, five innings pitched, 1-1. One walk and seven strikeouts.
And we talk about that Fredericksburg Nationals lineup. We'll see how they line up in this game three of the series. They came in with the third best batting average in the Carolina League. They'll lead off with Viondel Pena playing second base, Jeremy De La Rosa in center field batting second, Leandro Emiliani the DH, Stephen Williams in right field, his first start of the week, Sammy Infante at third base, Brendan Bossier is at first base, TJ White in left, JT Arruda the shortstop, and Alan Berrios catching behind the plate and batting ninth. And like you talked about, John, it's Porter Hodge on the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. His 12th start on the season, a 4-1 record, ERA of 2.80. He was the Cubs minor league pitcher of the month in the opening month of April. He went four games, 2-0 record there, and a 1.56 ERA. So Hodge gets the ball tonight. We are happy to join you on the Marquee Sports Network to showcase this future group of top Cubs prospects. So the first pitch on, and we are underway in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Pelicans come in 42 wins and just 17 losses. The top spot in the Carolina League South by two games over the Charleston River Dogs. Ground ball over to second base. Mora picks it up. He goes to first base, and that's how this ball game starts. A quick 4-3 put out. With that, we'll see the Pelicans defensively in this Thursday night ball game. It'll be Frank Hernandez in left field, Ezekiel Pagan in center, Jacob Wetzel manning right field. On the inside, James Triantos at third, Josue Uma the shortstop, Juan Mora at second, Matt Workington at first base, and Ethan Hearn back behind the plate for the second time this week. Jeremy De La Rosa stands in. A 1-0 win for the Pelicans last night, their second straight shutout. They won 2-0 on Tuesday night, and they've won five consecutive games. John, it's the third time the Pelicans have won five or more games in a row this season. Another ground ball on the right side. That'll go over to first. Hodge covers. That is in time. A couple of ground outs for Porter Hodge to start off his outing in the top of the first.
Well, just like the last two nights, pitchers starting the game throwing strikes. Little had a little trouble on Monday night, but pitched 2 2/3 and gave up no runs. And then, of course, last night, Gallardo with an outstanding performance, 5 1/3, and giving up no runs as well.
Gallardo only allowed three hits. He struck out a career high, tying seven batters last night. First pitch on Emiliani is taken low.
Yeah, and really, no secret. Like I said, this team throws strikes, whether they're coming out of the bullpen or starting the ballgame.
Emiliani tonight's DH for the Fred Nats as the Nationals come in. 30 wins, 29 losses. They're one game back in a very tight Carolina League North Division. Pitch way inside from Porter Hodge. Two balls, one strike, and Emiliani, who's still looking for his first hit this week, 0-6. Nationals had six hits on Tuesday night. 2-1. Swing and a miss from Emiliani. That'll even up the count. Two two from Hodge. Emiliani lines it foul.
That foul ball brought to you by Down East.
The Pelicans' five-game winning streak started on the road in Carolina. Won the final three games there, and the first two here in this series against the Nationals. Another 2-2 is popped up, right side foul territory. Workington calling for it. He will make the catch, and that's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Porter Hodge and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bottom half of the first coming up. We'll see the Pelicans bat for the first time.
All right.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV? Well, there's only one place to go. Beach Automotive. Beach Mazda and Beach Volvo have your new car, truck, or SUV waiting for you. Beach has the largest selection on the Grand Strand, so you don't need to waste time driving all over. Just come by or shop with us online at beachautomotive.com. And you already know that new cars, trucks, and SUVs cost less at the beach. Need a pre-owned? Then Beach is the place with the area's largest selection of late model pre-owned vehicles ready for you to drive home today. Beach Auto has the make and model you're looking for, and you know at Beach Auto, buying will be a fast, easy process. We're here to make buying, owning, and driving a vehicle easier. From selection to financing to service, we guarantee to make your experience a home run every time. Visit Beach Automotive today, and remember, your new car, truck, or SUV costs less at the beach. Cap off your weekend at Pelicans Ballpark for Sunday Fun Day. Every Pelicans Sunday home. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Welcome back to Pelicans Ballpark. Bottom half of the first inning. Pelicans coming up for the first time tonight. Their lineup looks like this. Juan Mora leads it off, playing second. Ezekiel Pagan in center field. James Triantos at third. Kevin Alcantara batting cleanup, playing DH. Matt Workington at first base. Jacob Wetzel in right. Felix Stevens, the DH. Ethan Hearn catching. Josue Uma at short. Frank Hernandez in left field as a first pitch taken for a strike on Mora. And it's a top pitching prospect in the Nationals organization. Jackson Rutledge takes the mound, a first-round pick in 2019. A rough season for him so far, but he's coming off a fantastic start against Lynchburg. Six innings of three-hit baseball, no runs, a walk, and four strikeouts last week. So a very encouraging start for Rutledge, who pitched in the era season. Mora taps the 1-2 foul.
You know, Rutledge, big guy out there at 6'8". You think he'd come out throwing 98, 99. His big pitch is his sinker last time out in the victory that he had. He had 12 ground ball outs.
1-2 pitch from Rutledge. Breaking ball taken for a called strike three. Mora doesn't like that. Home plate umpire Justin Gray punches him out. We got Corey Gerber on the base paths. And with that, we'll see the Fred Nats defensive alignment for game three of the series. After look at that strikeout, a breaking ball by Rutledge on the outside corner. So White playing left field, De La Rosa in center, Williams in right, Infante at third, Arruda at short, Pena at second, Bossier at first, and it's Berrios behind the plate. Ezekiel Pagan steps up, a 1-for-3 ball game yesterday, the lone RBI of the ball game. 1-0 pitch. Pagan grounds one right side. That's Pena in time to retire Pagan, and it's a quick two outs. Well, John, last night the Pelicans only needed that one run. It came from Pagan in the bottom of the sixth inning to bring home Josue Uma as Pelicans pitching staff locked it down. As James Triantos comes up, a first pitch taken for a called strike.
And Tuesday night they got their run in the fourth inning, their first run in the fourth inning, and then got a late insurance run in the eighth.
Triantos batting 290 this season. One home run, 21 runs batted in. It's big when the Pelicans score first. They're 25-1 when taking control first. As Triantos grounds one over to second. Pena once again, inning over. So just as the Nationals did, the Pelicans go down in order, and we head to the top of the second in a scoreless ball game from Pelicans Ballpark.
Hi folks, Berlin Wolf with Carolina Cool, where our customers are happy and comfortable. But don't just take my word for it. Here's what a few of them are saying about Carolina Cool.
I had a breakdown on my air conditioner yesterday, Sunday, and I called your people, and you had somebody here in less than an hour fix my air conditioner, and they did a wonderful job.
And I just wanted to call and compliment your employee. He has serviced us twice now, and I really think that he is a super nice guy, very conscientious about what he's doing. He is 100% above board professional.
I was so pleased with your company, I had to call. Please know that you're doing a great job.
Carolina Cool, exceptional service from the most highly trained technicians. Now that's cool.
Carolina Cool, that's cool.
Top half of inning number two alongside John Cummings. Sam Wiederhaft with you on the Marquee Sports Network as the Myrtle Beach Pelicans take on the Fredericksburg Nationals for game three of this series on Thursday night. Stephen Williams will lead it off after the Nationals were retired in order at the top of the first inning. First pitch from Porter Hodge taken outside. And John, it's a special day at the ballpark. It's Pirate Pelican Night. Every Thursday, the Pelicans wearing their black Pirate uniforms. Ground ball right side. Workington can't get it. And there's the first hit of the ball game. Stephen Williams in his first at-bat of the week rolls one to right for a single.
Yeah, we had not seen Williams. Actually on the roster as a catcher, but plays some outfield, getting a start in right field tonight, and found the hole between first and second for the first base runner of this game.
Gotta love that effort from Matt Workington at first base. Mora going forward as well. A defense that did not commit an error in last night's ballgame. Now it's Sammy Infante, the Carolina League leader in home runs with 12. Has not hit a home run in the month of June. Infante batting .233 on the season with 35 runs batted in. A one pitch from Hodge, way outside. And Porter Hodge, 21 years old, 6'4", 230, from Salt Lake City, Utah. And there you see the Pirate Pelican logo, debuted last year in August. This is the third time the Pelicans have worn the Pirate logo. 1-1. Home game for the rest of the season. It's a clean look, John. You got the white stripes down the middle.
It is a good look and very, very popular amongst the fans as well. They buy a lot of those shirts.
2-1. And Infante drills one to left field. Hernandez back on the dirt. He will make the catch in front of the wall for a loud out number one. So Infante continues to go home runless through the month of June. 12 homers, but it's been a long time since he's rounded the bases, and there's the first out.
That ball was up in the zone, and he still got a lot of it. And driving the left fielder all the way back to the warning track as Hernandez made the play for the first out.
Brings up Brandon Bossier. First one from Hodge upstairs.
Yeah, Bossier didn't play last night after having a two-hit game the night before.
Two of the six in that first game on Tuesday. They've gone 0 for 12 with runners in scoring position in the first two games of this week. Hodge was a 13th round draft pick in 2019. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix. And he's had a great month of June so far. Just one earned run through 10 and a third innings. Starts off Bossier. Three balls, no strikes. In those 10 and a third innings, he struck out 12 and walked only one. There's a much-needed strike for Porter Hodge on the mound. One of the two Pelicans pitchers that have brought home Cubs monthly awards, Luis Devers winning the Minor League Pitcher of the Month for May. Last month, Bossier takes inside. There's a walk issued by Hodge. Second for Fredericksburg.
And that's something we haven't seen a lot of the last few nights. Oh, the free pass to first base. We talked about this staff throwing strikes, and their ERA has been tremendous throughout this season.
The Pelicans last night walked only four. Three came from Gallardo and one from Scalzo. It was Frankie Scalzo that got the win last night. 2 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. No hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. White grounds one foul. Scalzo actually hit a personal record, 98 miles per hour. First time he's hit that velocity. And Scalzo just looked great last night, which was good to see after he came off the IL about a month ago, and that was definitely his best outing.
And he came in with one out in the sixth and a man on second base in a scoreless game and got two quick outs and smooth sailing the rest of the way for him. And then Lasky came in to finish it up.
And once you bring Adam Lasky into a ball game, that game's basically over. Lasky has not given up an earned run this season through 17 games. The ninth last night. Hodges 0-2 pitch, line foul. At bat will continue with T.J. White, number 7 hitter for the Fredericksburg Nationals. They come in third place in the Carolina League North Division behind Lynchburg and Carolina. 0-2, flared over to shortstop. Uma right there to make the catch on a ball that was hit right on the screws, and there's two outs. Little floater and an easy play for Josue Uma. Added to this roster last week, a second-year Pelican. And manning that shortstop spot. Easy play there for number 40.
That's when if you're the shortstop, it's going through your head, maybe I should let this drop. And maybe I can come up with a double play there, but smart to take that one out was Huma.
Check swing. It'll be a strike for JT Arruda. Williams on second, Bossier on first. A scoreless ball game, top half of the second from Pelicans Ballpark. Thursday night baseball on the Marquee Sports Network. That goes inside. Pelicans have three shutouts in their last four games. A Saturday shutout against Carolina, the first two games of this series as well. Five-game winning streak for Myrtle Beach. Arruda grounds one over on the right side, in between first and second to right field. Williams being waved home. The throw will go to third base, not in time. And for the first time this series, the Nationals put a run on the board.
And that's Arruda's first hit. Last night was his first game in a Fred Nats uniform. And just once again, finding the hole between first and second. Walking through with a nice attempt to try to keep it on the infield, but first lead of the series for the Nationals.
Two singles in this top half of the second for the first time this week. And the Pelicans playing down for the first time in this series. Alan Berrios will swing at the first pitch from Hodge. And that was just his second earned run given up in his three starts in June. Nice breaking ball that hits the outside part of the plate.
And two ground ball base hits, but with that walk sandwiched in the middle.
Runners at the corners, 2 outs. 0-2 on Berrios. A check swing on a ball outside, appeal, and Berrios does not go around.
That's a tough call for the umpires. Not as bad where that field umpire is right now, right behind the pitcher, but very often they're down at first base and you're trying to do it on a left-handed batter. It's almost impossible to call, and they still appeal.
1-2, runner at first takes off. It's high. Hearn fakes the throw. Goes to third. It gets to left. Will come in. It'll be the second run of the inning for Fredericksburg, and a mistake there by Ethan Hearn behind the plate.
Yeah, Triantos did not really cover third base, and it looked like Hearn threw to Triantos rather than to the bag, and even that was off the mark. So costly error there by Hearn. It gives the Fred Nats a 2-0 lead.
Pelicans had gone 20 consecutive innings without giving up a run, and they've given up two here in the top half of the second. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 2-0 Fredericksburg. Top half of the second. A Ruta now on second base. 2-2 looked at, called, strike three. So the inning concludes, but two runs come in as Fredericksburg takes their first lead of the week. 2-0 Nationals, bottom half of the second coming up.
There's no cause for concern. But when it's the sound of water pouring through your living room ceiling because a pipe burst inside the wall, you need to call ServPro of Horry and Georgetown Counties at 843-236-6278. Only the cleanup specialists at ServPro of Horry and Georgetown Counties can help make fire and water damage like it never even happened. So call 843-236-6278 when water threatens your home or business. ServPro Fire and Water, Cleanup and Restoration, independently owned and operated.
Pelicans Ballpark is the place to be for Tuesday Tacos and Tall Boys. Every Tuesday, Pelicans home game features $2 tacos and $3 tall boys from April 26th to September 6th, courtesy of Fiesta Mexicana, Better Brands, WMBF News, and 106.5 Nash FM. Tacos are available while supplies last, and the drink special runs until 8 p.m. with Corona, Modelo, and Landshark. Get your tickets now at MyrtleBeachPelicans.com. Bottom half of the second. Hey, if you want to join us here at Pelicans Ballpark in Myrtle Beach, you can go online, myrtlebeachpelicans.com/tickets. Check out our daily specials, Tuesday Tacos and Tall Boys, Wiener Wednesday. Tonight, it's a Thirsty Thursday, Family Friday, Sippin' Saturday, and Sunday Fun Day. Got a whole list of specials for you every week, every homestand. Extremely fun environment here at the ballpark as Kevin Alcantara will lead it off on Jackson Rutledge in a 2-0 Fredericksburg game. First time Pelicans playing down. First at-bat here for Alcantara, the DH tonight. Kevin batting .285, 9 home runs, a Carolina League leading 45 runs batted in. Swings through a pitch inside.
Alcantara with a fastball, it has to be inside. If you let him extend his arms, he can hit a long way.
Rutledge hits 96 on the fastball, and the 1-2 is taken upstairs. So Alcantara comes into tonight a 10-game hitting streak, longest of the season for him, and a 20-game on-base streak. The breaking ball off of Rutledge, over to second. Pena will make the throw to first base, and it's in time.
A little self-defense by Rutledge that time. So it'll go 1-4-3 if you're scoring.
Hard hit off the bat. Little ricochet off the pitcher. Pena right there. He's made three putouts so far in the first four batters.
Well, we talked about Rutledge's ability to keep the ball on the ground. Had 14 ground ball outs in his last outing. Has 3 of 4 here so far tonight.
1-0 pitch to Matt Workington. That goes off the screen. Well, this Pelicans lineup, Ames, has really struggled in the past week. A 199 batting average in the last 7 games. That's last in the Carolina League. Pitching has really picked it up for this team. And John, we've seen a lot of promotions to this lineup with Pete Crow Armstrong getting called up. May 30th was that call-up date to High A South Bend. B.J. Murray, the latest one, this past Monday.
And both of those players are hitting over 300. So obviously that changes things around. But the pitching has more than made up for the loss.
3-2 count on Matt Workington. He was an addition to this team last week, played with the Pelicans last year, batting .83 to start off his second stint as a Myrtle Beach Pelican. Last year with the Birds, 22 games, a .208 average, hit 4 home runs. Payoff pitch. Reaches out and flies one foul.
Good way to stay in the at-bat to do something with. So, fouled it off and stays in the at-bat full count.
Another ball that goes foul. Workington battles. Count stays 3-2. After tonight, there's only 6 games left in the first half of this Carolina League schedule. The Pelicans leading the South Division. Their magic number to clinch a playoff spot and win the first half is at 6 right now. 3-2, got him swinging. And Jackson Rutledge has 2 strikeouts as Workington goes down.
Well, you watch Rutledge, he got 97 on that one. When he uses his fastball, he goes up in the zone. Otherwise, he throws that sinker down in the zone. That's where he gets the ground balls. It's a nice combination, and you can see why he was a number one pick.
First round pick in 2019 by the Nationals. Pelicans have faced some pretty highly touted pitching by the Fredericksburg Nationals this week. It was Andre Lara, first pitch taken by Wetzel. Lara started last night's game, the number 6 overall Nationals prospect. He went 6 innings of 1 run. 1-1 count on Wetzel. And it was another top 30 prospect in Mason Dienaberg on Tuesday night. Wetzel drives one to right field, moving in and catching it on the slide is Williams to end the inning. Pelicans go down in order once again. 2-0. Frednats on top, heading to the third.
Need tickets to see the 2022 Pelicans? Of course you do. Head over to myrtlebeachpelicans.com/tickets to grab yours today. Don't miss our specials every night and enjoy the best baseball the Grand Strand has to offer. That's myrtlebeachpelicans.com/tickets to see your birds today.
Want to know how you can get more involved with Pelicans baseball? Follow the birds all over social media. Twitter at Pelicans Baseball and Facebook at Myrtle Beach Pelicans. You can even follow us on TikTok at MB Pelicans. Catch every final score that happens on the field and everything that happens off it. Make sure to connect with the Pelicans on social media. Pelicans baseball, experience it.
Hi, this is Kyle Hendricks. You're listening to Myrtle Beach Pelicans baseball.
Back in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and there's your look as this first half comes to a close. Only 6 games left after tonight. Those are your division standings with Myrtle Beach over the Charleston River Dogs, the defending champions in this league. They've lost the first 2 games this week. The Pelicans have won the first 2. As their magic number goes down to 6. Playoff structure will send the first half champion of both divisions, the North and the South, they'll go to the playoffs and take on the second half champion in a divisional round. And then the championship, both are best of 3 series. So it's a 2-1 count on Viandel Pena. Fouls it off, 2-2. Hodge facing this order for a second time now. 2-0 Fredericksburg on top, top 3. Pena grounded out to second base in his first at-bat to lead off this ballgame. Hodge has 1 strikeout so far tonight. 2-2 on Pena is a fastball high.
And they list Pena at 5'8 and 148. Now, you know if they list him at 5'8, he's probably 5'6. But 74 RBIs, plays a nice second base.
Payoff. Pena swings through it. Hodge has 2 strikeouts. That's how he starts off this top of the third inning. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Pena goes down for a second time. He's 0 for 2. High fastball. Pena couldn't catch up to it. Moves to De La Rosa. Hodge at 40 pitches now. There's number 41, a breaking ball. Swing and a miss by De La Rosa, who's 0 for 1.
Yeah, Hodge really needs a quick inning here. That got extended by the errors last inning. The error, pardon me.
Well, you talk about quick innings, and boy, did we have a lot of them in last night's ballgame. An hour 55, the quickest game of the season. Taken right back up the middle. Pagan lets that one fall. And there's a one-out single for De La Rosa, the third hit of the evening for Fredericksburg.
Oh, there was a three-minute half inning last night.
Well, I knew that when the last call bell, I knew that this was a sprint of a ball game, and it absolutely was.
I mean, the clock had something to do with that, but the pitchers threw strikes both sides, and the hitters realized that, so they were aggressive, and that game just cruised 1-0 in an hour and 55 minutes.
First year of the pitch clock in single-A baseball. 18 seconds to throw the ball when nobody's on. First pitch taken for a called strike. Check that. It's 14 when nobody's on. 18 seconds when there is a runner on. So that's why Hodge has the extra time now with De La Rosa on first. And an 0-1 count on Emiliani. Next pitch popped up back into the seats.
You know, Myrtle Beach has had catchers throw out base runners in each of the last two nights. Hearn threw somebody out Monday night, and then Quintero threw out a base runner last night.
Ethan Hearn, known as one of the best defensive catchers around the league. 14 runners caught stealing. That's tied for fourth. He's allowed.
And some of that has to do with the pitch clock as well. You can only throw over a certain amount of times, and guys kind of get the read on you. And I think sometimes pitchers get distracted by the clock, so they don't pay as much attention to the base runner.
0-2, shot foul. Well, we talk about stolen bases. It's been 10 games since the Pelicans last had a stolen base. Came right back here against Delmarva in the last homestand. Frank Hernandez was the last Pelican to steal a base 10 games ago. Not a lot of movement on those base paths for Myrtle Beach. On the year, the Pelicans have stolen 56 bags, 10th in the league. 0-2.
But they're 42-17, so I guess it doesn't have to be a big part of your game if you're doing other things well.
It's working for them. Five-game winning streak, their longest... longest winning streak in recorded franchise history. That was during May. Another two-strike pitch. Tapped on the right side. Mora goes to second. And that will be the only play as Uma holds onto it. So they get the lead runner for the second out. Juan Mora makes the play. And there will be two gone for Steven Williams, who has one of the Fred Nats' three hits tonight.
We've seen Mora do that quite a few times. Does that little half spin. That off-balance throw, and very smart of Uma not to throw the ball to first base. Very sure-handed over there, Juan Mora.
Single for Williams in the second. He came around to score. And what I liked about that play from Mora, his momentum was taking him toward first base, but he does exactly what you said. He does that turnaround move, turns to second, gets the lead runner, and the second out. Ball off of Hearn. De La Rosa will stay on first base. Emiliani on first base.
Hearn did a nice job keeping that ball in front of him and keeping the base runner from taking the extra bag as that ball bounced right around home plate.
A little overcast here in Myrtle Beach, 80 degrees. A few drops of rain pregame. Not a lot of wind in the area tonight. It's the 1-1. That one goes inside and hits Williams. He'll reach for the second time tonight. And Fredericksburg puts runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the third inning.
Next up, the third baseman, number 13.
See another off-speed pitch. Got away from Hodge. You can see the obvious disgust that he had with himself there, putting another base runner on. When you talk about 80 degrees compared to Monday night, it's like they had the air conditioning on.
That first game of this homestand was...
Oh, Tuesday night, pardon me.
It was hot. Fonte flies a foul.
Yeah, it was 91 at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. A lot. It's his fifth year here with the Pelicans. He said that that game on Tuesday was one of the hottest he's been around for. How about a welcome to summer? 0-1 on Infante. Off speed outside. Porter Hodge isn't used to the heat from Utah. Likes to go ice fishing.
Not around here.
No, that's can't find any spots that's for that. You can go normal fishing
you can
down the ocean.
Fresh water, salt water, great fishing here, but not ice.
Also likes to ride snowmobiles, which he told me those things actually have hand warmers now.
See, Hodge really having trouble with his off-speed pitches so far tonight. Fastball's been pretty reliable, but
2-1 pitch on Infante. He swings through it. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
There's that fastball right on cue at 94 miles an hour and up in the zone.
Nationals lead it 2-0 after a 2-run top of the second. Hodges 2-2. Infante once again fouls it off.
Remember Infante last time took a high fastball and almost hit it out, flew out to the warning track in left field, and he went after that high fastball as well. Not an easy pitch to handle, but Infante can do it, leading the league in home runs.
Another 2-strike pitch, off speed and high. Infante stands 6'1", 185. Second round compensation pick in 2020. He's 20 years old from Florida. Runners go. Pitch is high. Hodge will walk the second batter of this outing, and the bases are loaded.
I'm going to see Clayton Mortensen go out and have a chat with Porter Hodge, who, for his off-speed pitches, having trouble throwing it for strikes, and Mortensen goes out to have a conversation. Mortensen has just been unbelievable this year. You know, when you look at the statistics that this pitching staff has put up, you have to give a lot of credit to Clayton Mortensen.
Morty, in his second year with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, a former major league pitcher, was in the Royals organization for a while, pitched for the Red Sox, and is taking that experience and knowledge and giving it to this young group of Pelicans pitching prospects. The guys rave about him. Talking with Tyler Santana yesterday, he said that they're so blessed to work with a guy like Clayton Mortensen. That just makes them better every day. As he retreats off the mound and tries to get Hodge out of this top of the third inning situation, it'll be Brandon Bossier coming up. He was the first walk of this game in the second inning. And came around to score on that wild throw by Hearn to third base.
You know, Sam, you talked about the lineup, the Pelicans lineup, losing players being called up. How about the bullpen? And Mortensen has made sure that they haven't missed a beat.
Check swing on the first pitch. Appeal, and Bossier does not go around. Well, I almost lose track of how many bullpen arms have been. Martin, he was named Carolina League Pitcher of the Week in early April. He was the first one to get the call up. And you had Walker Powell, Jake Reindel. Fastball taken for a strike. Started off with a very experienced bullpen. And are just moving some of those older guys up. Jared Wright is the latest one. That came last week. 2 balls, 1 strike now.
Hodge really starting to pile up those pitches.
Sheldon Reed, another one of those bullpen arms that got the call up to High A South Bend. 2-1 on Bossier, and he swings through it. So Hodge, 1 strike away from ending this top of the third inning. Pelicans have Jozan Okendo warming up in the bullpen. If Hodge can't get out of it, 2-2. And it'll be another.
Very hesitant to go to that off-speed pitch because he hasn't been able to throw it for a strike so far this evening.
Bossier from Riverside, California. Average in the low 200s coming into tonight. Payoff. Runners take off, and Bossier fouls it off.
Another fastball that time at 94. You know, normally when you see Hodge pitch, he'd pull the string here, but he's just not comfortable tonight with that off-speed pitch.
Bossier went to the University of Arizona, third round draft pick in the 2021 draft. Another payoff from Hodge as the runners take off. It's called strike three, and the inning is over. Porter Hodge walks off the mound after the Nationals leave him loaded. Nobody comes in. 2-0, Fredericksburg on top.
Hi folks, Verlin Wolf with Carolina Cool, where our customers are happy and comfortable. But don't just take my word for it. Here's what a few of them are saying about Carolina Cool.
Chris did the seasonal maintenance this week on my system, and he did an excellent job, very professional, and represented your company very well.
Good afternoon, this is Verlin.
Yes, sir. Your people just left my home, and they did a beautiful job, a very professional job. I'm well pleased, and from here on, the rest of my life, y'all would have my business. And I'm well, the wife and I, you know, when you can satisfy a woman, you're doing a good job.
And, yes, sir.
I'm pleased. The wife and I, we happy.
Call us today at Carolina Cool and experience our exceptional service from the most highly trained technicians. Now that's cool.
Carolina Cool. That's cool.
Back with you in beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, alongside John Cummings. With you. Pleased to be with you on the Marquee Sports Network Thursday Night Baseball as we continue to showcase the minor league system of the Chicago Cubs in single A tonight. Ethan Hearn will lead it off on Jackson Rutledge. The Pelicans hitless through their first two innings as Rutledge has faced the minimum. Retired all six batters he's faced with two strikeouts. Hearn fouls off the 0-1. Ethan batting 184 this year. Four home runs and 16 runs batted in. 2019 draft pick. Has started a majority of the games behind the plate. This will be his 41st game playing catcher. As Ethan Hearn steps off. His ERA as a catcher, 2.83. One, two. Hearn swings the ball down low, and there is strikeout number three for Jackson Rutledge, who continues to impress. Coming off that start against Lynchburg, where he went six innings last week, he is continuing that momentum here in Myrtle Beach tonight.
Well, you see him, he took something off that pitch, did Rutledge. And as you mentioned, Sam, Rutledge got off to a really slow start this season, but the last couple of games, he has really found something. And as I said, you can understand why they drafted him in the first round.
Slow roller on the right side. Pena once again. And it's eight up, eight down for Jackson. Coming into tonight, his ERA was 9. I'll go way down after this outing. And there you get the first look at Slider the Bat Dog here at Myrtle Beach. The third Bat Dog in team history. One of the reasons to catch a Pelicans game. Slider goes out once every couple of innings. Takes the bat away. No balls, one strike on Josue Uma, number 9 hitter for Myrtle Beach. His line foul. Check that. Frank Hernandez. Pitch on him, taken up high.
And Slider could be busy tonight with all these ground ball outs.
Hernandez, the number 9 hitter, and he strikes out. So Rutledge finishes his first time through the Pelicans lineup, facing 9 batters, retiring all of them for Fred Nass.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Want more insight on the 2022 Pelicans? Listen to Pelicans Road Trip, an interview series hosted by Birds broadcaster Sam Wiederhaft. Hear from the top Cubs prospects every time the Pelicans play a road series this season. Tune in on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Pelicans Road Trip, new episodes every time the Birds hit the road.
We approach the top half of the fourth inning. Pelicans trailing 2-0 in this game three of the series. Myrtle Beach has taken the first two by scores of 2-0 and 1-0. As their 20-inning scoreless streak was snapped, Fredericksburg with two runs in the top of the second to take control first as T.J. White watches a first pitch strike. Porter Hodge still on the mound. That was pitch number 67. He's gone all three innings, three hits allowed so far. 0-1. Story of the night has been Jackson Rutledge on the mound for Fredericksburg. He's retired all nine batters with four strikeouts. 0-2. Swing and a miss. A ball outside. White goes down on three pitches. And that's a good start for big number nine on the mound for Myrtle Beach.
Now, I'm sure Buddy Bailey would love to get Hodge through this inning. And if he finishes up, let him finish up on a good note. As you see him come away with the strikeout there. But if he gets into any trouble, I would imagine he'll probably come out. You don't want to extend him too far up near 70 pitches.
Nice tailing pitch by Porter Hodge to strike out White. Here's JT Arruda. Well, you can get confused when in the order it's TJ White and then JT Arruda batting right behind each other. Arruda had the RBI single in his first at-bat, top of the second inning. And Arruda watches in. Three straight balls by Hodge. Jozan Okendo warming up in the Myrtle Beach Bowl last half inning. Hodge gets that much-needed strike to make the count 3-1. The magic number for the Pelicans to clinch the first half championship is down to 6 coming into tonight as a ball is taken low and Arruda works a walk. It's the third walk given up by Hodge tonight. Arruda has reached twice. Turns to Alan Berrios, the number 9 hitter for Fredericksburg. Berrios struck out looking on Hodge in his first at-bat. First pitch. And that ball is flown to center. Pagan moving in. Uma with his back turned, and he makes that catch in shallow center.
Well, that's as good a play as you're going to see out of a shortstop going back on the ball. Really difficult play. And he realized that Pagan had no shot. And
my goodness.
Yeah, with his back to the infield and then trying to come up with the double play. But what a play by Uma.
Little basket catch with your back turned toward the plate. That's impressive. And Viondel Pena comes up with two outs, and there's a swing and a miss.
And nobody happier than Porter Hodge.
Well, it looked like Pagan had kind of halted when he was running in from center. It didn't look like he was going to get there in time. And Uma makes the play, taking over the shortstop spot. Swing and a miss by Pena. Reginald Preciado has been out for the last few games. Same with Kevin Mate. Uma called up from the Arizona Complex League and makes a great play like that. Two outs, 0-2 count. Pelicans playing from behind for the first time this week in Game 3. One, two on its way. Runner takes off. It's a swing and a miss. Hodge strikes out his fifth batter. So Porter walks off the mound after four innings of work. It's 2-0 Frednats. Bottom four coming up. Want to know how you can get more involved with Pelicans baseball? Follow the birds all over social media. Twitter at Pelican Baseball, Instagram at Pelicans Baseball, and Facebook at Myrtle Beach Pelicans. You can even follow us on TikTok at MB Pelicans. Catch every final score that happens on the field and everything that happens off it. Make sure to connect with the Pelicans on social media. Pelicans Baseball, experience it.
Need tickets to see the 2022 Pelicans? Of course you do. Head over to MyrtleBeachPelicans.com/tickets to grab yours today. Don't baseball the Grand Strand has to offer. That's MyrtleBeachPelicans.com/tickets to see your birds today.
Hi, this is Jason Herrod, right fielder with the Chicago Cubs, and you're listening to Myrtle Beach Pelicans Baseball.
Jackson Rutledge will face the Pelicans, second time through the order. As we move into the bottom of the fourth inning at Pelicans Ballpark, it's a 2-0 Fredericksburg lead. Juan Mora, Ezekiel Pagan, James Triantos, 1-2-3, struck out four batters, and not giving up a hit so far as Mora flies one foul down the first baseline.
Might be time for a little small ball against the big man Rutledge.
A one. Mora falls behind, no balls, two strikes. He went down looking to start off the Pelicans lineup in the bottom half of the first. 0-2 fastball outside. Rutledge has gone in the high 90s. That one came in at 94, but we've seen 97 from him tonight. Another two-strike pitch. Mora right back to him. Rutledge gloves it. Out number one. Does it himself. So that will retire Mora. And it brings up Ezekiel Pagan. We go back to last night. This was the hit that the Pelicans needed. The only run brought in Josue Uma. Bottom half of the sixth, Ezekiel Pagan. That was his 20th. And he will come up for a second time here tonight. 0-1 with a ground ball to second base in his first at-bat. Pagan has been great so far in this month of June. Came into this game batting .368 in the month. Couple of home runs, 15 runs batted in. His OPS, 1.099. Went 1-for-3 last night. One, two on its way. Pagan grounds one into right center field, and there's the first Pelicans hit. Pagan's going to speed around for second base, and he's in there. Hustle play by Ezekiel Pagan. And just like that, Pelicans with a runner in scoring position.
Well, Pagan knew he was going to do that the whole way. He took off out of the batter's box. It was a slowly hit ground ball. Realized that the center fielder was shaded towards getting the extra base here. So a one-out double. Heads-up play by Ezekiel Pagan.
Another ground ball on the right side. Pena couldn't get to it. And Pagan speeds all the way to second to bring up James Triantos. He grounded out to second base in his first at-bat as well. Rutledge dealing with a runner on for the first time tonight.
Pulled the string on that one, 83 mile an hour off-speed pitch on Triantos.
At one point this season, James Triantos had a 30-game on-base streak. That's third in Pelicans history for the longest streak. Falls behind 0-2 here. That was from April 20th to May 28th, over a month, reaching base every single game. He also scored a run in 10 straight games from May 14th to May 26th. That was tied for second. Two-strike count here from Rutledge. Pitch on its way. High and tight on Triantos. James playing in his 53rd game on the year. It was a big part of last year's 2021 Arizona Complex League Cubs team. Check swing on a ball outside. Last year, Triantos turned a lot of heads after being selected second round by the Cubs out of high school. He batted .327 in the first 25 games in rookie league at the Cubs Complex in Mesa. Six home runs there as well. Bounced right back to Rutledge. He'll go to first base. Two outs. And Pagan to third base.
That's six ground ball outs for play.
Well, it seems like tonight the Pelicans having a tough time squaring up the baseball. With Rutledge mixing up his pitches well and throwing upper 90s with the fastball. Here's Alcantara.
That sinker, then you just end up beating it into the ground, which is so far what the Pelicans have been doing with it. Rutledge has been outstanding.
Alcantara grounds one over to third. Infante goes to first, inning over. Pelicans strand a runner at third base, but they get their first hit. A double by Ezekiel Pagan. 2-0 Nationals on top, heading to the fifth.
We are back at Pelicans Ballpark, top half of the fifth inning, a 2-0 Fredericksburg Nationals lead.
As we zoom out on a beautiful Myrtle Beach night, 80 degrees here on Thursday evening, game three of the series. New pitcher on the mound for Myrtle Beach. And you take a look at our new hat. Those are going to be for 4th of July, pelicans.milbstore.com. You can pick that up, and we actually have one right here in the booth. Boom! And I tell you what, John, when these things started selling in April, it took me about 5 seconds to get up from this press box down to the store to pick this thing up.
And that store is one, that's a dangerous place.
It is a dangerous
place
to be.
Great stuff down there.
This is the hat right here. Pelicans will be wearing those on the 4th of July. Coming up just next month, as the first pitch is taken outside, a new pitcher on the mound, Tanner Jessen Dalton, will make his Pelicans debut, taking out Jeremy De La Rosa. Two ball, one strike count now. Jessen Dalton, the right-hander from Alberta, Canada, 6'2", 195. Went to college at Sacramento State. He is 25 years old, as that ball was drilled to right center field. Wetzel moving over, makes the catch on the run. Another impressive catch by Jacob Wetzel in right field. We've seen so many of those this year, and Wetzel just has another one.
Now, Wetzel went a long way for that ball, as it was really turned on by De La Rosa, getting all the way over into that right center field gap, making a fine catch. He made a catch earlier this year, a diving catch over by the warning track in the right field corner that was a top 10 highlight. So we've been seeing that from Wetzel all season.
That was number 2 on the SportsCenter top 10. It was against Columbia at the end of April, and it ended the ball game. He's had about 3 or 4 diving catches in right field, and that one he had to pull that one in. 2 balls, no strikes on Emiliani. So Tanner Jessen Dalton spent 2021 with High A South Bend, 26 games in relief there with a 7.61 ERA. Pop fly in the seats. 2-3 record in High A last season, 1 save. He walked 39 and struck out 44, a whip of 2.18. In this Cubs organization for a few years now, was picked in the 17th round of the 2019 draft. Spent 2019 in short season Eugene. 12 games there. Fastball, curveball, slider, splitter mix for Tanner Jessen Dalton. And that fastball comes in at 93. Next pitch on Emiliani. High bouncer, right side. Workington, little glove flip. Emiliani beats a one-out base runner.
Might have been the only chance that Workington had, as that one went high into the air right off a home plate. And you see Workington trying to make that flip with the glove, but just got it stuck in the web. So infield hit for Emiliani.
Nobody had a good play at that one. Stephen Williams will come up. He's reached base twice, a single in the second. He was hit by a pitch in the third. Well, a few years ago, we saw a Pelicans pitcher actually kick the ball to first base. So, glove flip would have been impressive, but I don't know if we'll ever see that. Swing and a miss on Williams. Tanner Jessen Dalton starts him off 0-1. Liner down the left field line. Williams has another hit in this one. Hernandez into the corner. Emiliani gets to third. It's a double for Williams. Welcome to Myrtle Beach, Stephen Williams, in his number 2, and he's reached base all 3 times.
And that's a good piece of hitting by Williams. Outside fastball, just go with it the other way. Got it down into the left field corner, second and third for the Frednets.
5 hits in this ball game. And that was only the second extra base hit of this series by either team. Fredericksburg has gotten both. Sammy Infante checked out the third with Pagan's double last inning.
We said up until arriving in Myrtle Beach, this Nationals team was one of the better hitting teams in the league. But they struggled the first 2 nights, but so far, not the story here tonight in Myrtle Beach.
Infield in for the Pelicans. Infante 0-1 with a walk on his stat line so far. Off speed by Tanner Jessen Dalton. Infante goes down 0-2. He struck out 3 times last night to end the inning. He went down looking in the first. Struck out with a runner on second in the top of the 9th. Grounds one off of Tanner Jessen Dalton on the right side. This will bring another run home. Flip over to first base in time by Mora. So there is out number 2, but it's 3-0 Nationals.
We're very fortunate there. And a great hustle play by Mora, the second baseman. But if Jessen Dalton feeds that cleanly, he probably holds the runner at third and gets an out at first. Instead, the run scores. They still get the out at first for the second out.
A bang, bang play at first base for out number two. But Emiliani comes home to score, and it's 3-0 Fredericksburg as they are now turning the tables and shutting out the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. First pitch high on Bossier. A walk and a strikeout so far for the Fredericksburg first baseman. Williams on third base. Coming into this game, Fredericksburg had been 9-8 against the Pelicans in the first two games with 19 strikeouts. Pitch taken high. They had been shut out 4 times this season, with 2 of those coming on Tuesday and Wednesday. Two-one delivery by Jessen Dalton. And that ball is lined to right field. Another RBI hit for the Nationals. It's a 4-0 Fredericksburg lead. Bossier gets on base for a second time, his 24th RBI on the season.
Jessen Dalton did a ball that was a sinker. Looked like it should have been a sinker. Didn't sink enough. Got a lot of the plate and just driven into right field. 4-0 for the Nationals as the clouds start to roll in here. I see people looking up at the sky.
Whoa!
I saw that coming. A big bolt of lightning just hit out behind left center field. And I don't know that the umpires saw that. Very often when they see that, they'll clear the field.
Well, there's the falling thunder. Yeah. Good timing left. It was a rough weather week a couple of weeks ago here in Myrtle Beach, with a game being suspended against the Delmarva Shorebirds that had to be made up. The Friday game that was suspended is now the fans are heading up the seating aisles. Jessen Dalton will throw the first pitch for a strike on TJ White. Pitch outside, a ball and a strike. Well, Myrtle Beach on the season has had 5 games affected by weather, with 2 happening in Myrtle Beach. 1 in April and 1 a couple of weeks ago in June. There's a strike on White. Ball and 2 strikes. TJ White 0-for-2 tonight.
Well, this time of year, with the heat, the humidity, you get these pop-up storms. Nobody even forecasts them, and all of a sudden, heavy rain. We didn't get to the heavy rain part yet.
Well, fans, I know if you're watching on the Marquee Sports Network in the Midwest, kind of similar weather. I know it gets pretty humid in the Midwest, and a lot of storms happening in the states of Illinois, Indiana, Iowa. The ocean just messes so many things up with the weather around here. As a pitch goes high on White. Two ball, 2 strike count. 4-0 Nationals on top. Top half of the 5th. White gets a piece of it. Pelicans with another pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Angel Hernandez. He's getting loose out in the right field bullpen. Another 2-2. Outside. That with 2 outs, Bossier will be going on the pitch. RBI ground out by Infante. RBI single by Bossier. It's a 2-run top of the 5th to add on to the Fred Nats lead. Runner takes off. It's a walk on Jessen Dalton. And the Nationals put 2 runners on.
Next up is shortstop number 8,
J.T. Okuda. And now with the clouds and lightning and thunder, you got a huge gust of wind going right out to left field. Buddy Bailey will come out. This will be a pitching change, as I believe lightning strikes once again. Jessen Dalton's storm will be over as there's a big thunder crack. You probably heard that one on the broadcast. Jessen Dalton comes out of this game, and the players will clear the field.
And this is not an official game, only top of the 5th. But that one scared everybody, and rightfully so.
Players coming off the field. Folks, we will go into a rain delay on the Marquee Sports Network. 4-0, Fredericksburg Nationals on top. We'll be right back with you with any more updates. Rain delay here in Myrtle Beach after lightning strikes at Pelicans Ballpark.
Folks, if you're still listening on the Pelicans Baseball Network, this game has been suspended in the middle of the top of the fourth. 4-0, Fredericksburg leads it. Tomorrow will be the resumption of this game at 5:35. That will be we'll finish out this nine inning game and then finish with a 7-inning game following. But again, this game suspended because of rain in the top of the fourth inning. Fredericksburg leads it 4-0. 5:35 start time tomorrow for this first game. 7-inning game following, no earlier than 7:05, but 30 minutes after the conclusion of Game 1. Alongside John Cummings, I'm Sam Wiederhoff signing off tonight. 4-0, Fredericksburg leads it as this game has been suspended in the top of the fourth. Have a great night, everybody.